Arizona News Radio, Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery says they're putting together their case against five people arrested in connection with the death of a Paradise Valley couple found in their burning home.
To break into someone's home, take their property, and then murder them is wrong in every sense of that word. And it defies understanding.
The Pinal County Sheriff's Office finds ATVs in the desert with marijuana.
We discovered three ATVs, four-wheel quads, tarped up with camouflage and covered in brush. Underneath the tarps were 14 bales of marijuana, totaling close to 550 pounds.
Phoenix police have to shoot and kill a man who threatened officers after he confronted his estranged wife.
The estranged wife and the boyfriend were the targets of this man. And the detectives are pretty certain that in their minds that this man intended to kill them both.
Another employer sanctions raid by Sheriff Charapio.
Served a search warrant and arrested two suspects.
George Tanner, Arizona News.
This check of your KFNX traffic, a service of Pro Nutrients, 4 o'clock hour. We still have that water main break, gang. 27th Avenue. That is at Van Buren. Also look for an accident off to the side. Eastbound Loop 202 at the 101. Another wreck at Germain and Gilbert. And also look for another accident northbound I-17 at Cactus. ProNutrients, a new line of three select supplements from the makers of Centrum, help make nutrition possible. Here's your Wednesday afternoon FOFO.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. We are partly cloudy for Thursday with a high of 72. Then Friday into the weekend, it's mostly sunny skies, highs mid-70s, overnight lows low 50s. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Thank you, Jimmy. Currently, we are at 73 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
With the price of stamps increasing, sending mail was getting more and more expensive. So in order to save some money, I've trained this crew of carrier pigeons to deliver my mail for me. Do they always get it right? Nope. Do my letters make it on time? That would be nope. Do they sometimes get lost? You got that one right. But who has two thumbs and isn't buying stamps? This guy, that's who.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that Geico can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know. I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle. Sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
It's naive to think otherwise.
Now the liberals have decided that someone's feelings could get hurt. You know who's to blame for this? Well, do you?
I'm an American.
If you must insult me, you might at least do it in English.
This is Dennis Wolinchek, and I'm here with Jack Wolinchek at the KFNX News Talk Radio Studios. KFNX 1100, our number here, 602-277-KFNX 5369. And Jack, today we have with us, I guess, a new radio host who's on every Monday night now from, I guess, 7 to 9 here on KFNX. And we've had him on before, and we're pleased to present to you again Russell Pierce, the infamous or famous Russell Pierce, however you choose to look at it. Russell is no stranger to controversy. He's married to his wife, Luann, for many years, has five children, is a fifth-generation Arizonan, grew up in an impoverished home and wanted to attend medical school but couldn't afford it and went into the military, and has had a long career. Was at the Sheriff's Department serving as chief deputy for 23 years, shot in the chest while pursuing gang members, received a Medal of Valor. Russell was involved in the inception and creation of the famous Tent City. And in 1995, he became the director of the Arizona Motor Vehicle Division and hired IBM to create the first version of ServiceArizona.com, an online resource for drivers to update motor vehicle information, which I'm sure many of you utilize. Russell's political career is well known, but he was elected to the Arizona legislature in 2000. He was a state senator out of Legislative District 18, which is now, we'll talk about this in a few minutes, has now been basically redrawn. And he became president of the Arizona Senate in January 2011, which is a high honor, and had served in the House of Representatives for some time as well, and, of course, is widely known for sponsoring the immigration bill Arizona SB 1070, which we'll talk about, which is going to be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court. Russell basically helped author that bill with Chris Cobain and some other people. And in 2004, Russell supported Arizona's Proposition 200, which requires individuals to produce proof of citizenship before they register to vote or apply for public benefits in Arizona, which I was personally involved in representing the county. Prop 200 was approved by voters, and school districts would be required to identify and count all students who are in the U.S. illegally and report annually on the impact and cost to state taxpayers of the enrollment of these students. And conservative tax activist Grover Norquist's group, Americans for Tax Reform, named Russell Pierce a, quote, hero of the taxpayers in 2003. And so, Jack, we're going to Russell has just gone out to his car to get his eyeglasses so he can read some things, and he's just walking into our studios right now. And with that introduction, I'm going to introduce our audience again to Russell, and we'll be talking about his new talk show here on this very station, KFNX, on Monday nights. And, of course, most of you know that Russell was the unfortunate product of a recall election that took him out of the legislature recently. However, incredibly, he is back in the news. And why don't we start with that, Russell? You are back in the news now. People wrote you off and said you were gone and, you know, good riddance, and you're back again, saying apparently I've read that you are now vice chairman of the Republican Party.
First vice chair of the Arizona Republican Party, yes, sir.
Great honor. And my understanding is that they actually sort of created this position for you. Is that accurate?
No, it was already there. They did recruit me, and I appreciate that. Jumped in kind of late, but I love this party, and I've got support. You know what's interesting? And that recall was a sad deal, and I'd be less than honest to not admit how hurtful it was. But it was, you know, it's kind of interesting. The recall.
Although you did anticipate, I have to say.
Oh, yeah, we did. But the point is, you know, I mean, the recall was all about me keeping my promises, not breaking my promises. They recalled me for doing what I said I was going to do that I was elected to do.
Right.
And as a result of that, I've had support from across this nation. During the recall, I had contributions, small, mostly from great Americans in from over 40 states for a little old Senate seat in Arizona. The conservatives and the Tea Parties around the state have rallied around me, and so that's the good news. And yeah. Just what great Americans. And
well, it had to be very pleasing to you after all of that to be elected to such a high post in the Republican Party.
It was
Party.
More than pleasing. It was very gratifying and grateful. And there's always the risk of that after losing a recall, and people understand. In recall, there's no primary. There's no primary. You know, and the primary is for purpose of a party nominating their candidate. In this recall, there were only two candidates, both Republicans by name. One who was endorsed and supported by the Democrats and the Open Border Libertarians. They withdrew their candidates and endorsed him. And so it was a rather unique election. But I'm still the only person in that district that's been nominated by the Republican Party and have the Republican Party support. We got about 70% of that vote during that recall of the Republicans. So it didn't take a lot of Republicans to join hands, moderate Republicans, open border Republicans to join hands with the Democrats and change that election.
We're going to come back, throughout the hour to your personal situation and what you're looking at in terms of politics moving forward. I just want to ask you right off the bat, though, why do you have this passion about this immigration issue, and what is that passion? I know you're not a prejudiced guy in your heart in talking with you. I know that that has nothing to do with your feelings. I'm sure people distort that. So why are you so intent on this immigration issue? What drives you on that?
It's real simple. I've been in public service and public safety almost all my life. I've dealt with victims through my entire career. I've looked at the damage that is caused by those who ignore laws. During the debate of, and I'll use an example, during the debate of 1070, Robert Krentz, a friend of mine, Rob Krentz on the border, was murdered. I know some of the police officers that have been murdered in Phoenix, 12 that have been murdered in Maine by illegal aliens. I have friends that have a son who is shot, critically wounded, lucky to be alive, works for the sheriff's office in a gun battle with drug-running illegal aliens. And my position is very simple. Enough is enough. And I've always been concerned about it. I was concerned back in when I was at the sheriff's office. I pushed it hard. I made sure we had policies that made it clear we arrest those in this country illegally. I've watched this, the disintegration of the rule of law and the damage to our citizens.
All right, so let me ask you this, having said that now. What can be done? Because here's how I see it real quickly, and I may be wrong, but I don't think you're ever going to stop people from wanting to come into this country however they have to come in. You know, if things deteriorate further in Mexico, you're going to have more people wanting to come here. That's just a fact. Now, should they do it legally? I think everybody should agree. The answer is yes, of course. But we know that's not going to happen. So there are probably good people and bad people that come over here. There are probably people that, you know, trying to feed their families, all that. We get all that. So what realistically can be done? We got millions of people here from the last tally that are here illegally. How do we stop this? You know,
great question.
And we got 2 minutes for you to answer it.
Good. That you know, I rarely get one an answer that quick. But anyway, you know, it's a good question. The point is, it's attrition by enforcement. Look what's happening in Arizona. Look what's happening in Alabama. Americans are getting jobs. Illegal aliens leaving. And in Arizona, 100,000 to 150,000 illegal aliens self-deported because of the law. Enforcement actually works. You take away the benefits. You take away the jobs. 26-year high in unemployment. You really think people ought to be importing and hiring illegal aliens, keeping Americans out of jobs, suppressing wages? This is about what's right, you know, and so it does work. Arizona leads the nation. Our crime rate has dropped 3 times that of the national average. Phoenix Police Association just put out a press release that they give credit to SB 1070 for an unprecedented drop in crime, the lowest crime rate they've had in over 30 years.
So what can we do about it?
Enforce
what do we do with the people
law.
That are here
Enforce
now?
Enforce the law. If they don't have a job.
Does SB 1070 accomplish that?
And well, SB 1070 coupled with employer sanctions, which, by the way, we just won in 2010, the United States Supreme Court decision 5-3. No jobs, no free stuff. Enforce the law. Take the handcuffs off law enforcement. They'll go someplace else. I guarantee you. It's proven. Enforcement works. Arizona's an example.
Yeah, I do have to admit real quickly before we take our break, I just had this discussion with some lawyers in our office, and I said, look, if there's two guys you got to go after and one's more difficult than the other, who do you go after, right? I mean, it's just a common sense thing.
Amen.
So I tend to agree with that point. Well, we're gonna take a break and come back to that topic of illegal immigration and also some other issues. The Russell Pierce here on KFNX, News Talk Radio 1100. This is Dennis Wolinchek.
Lou Dobbs, afternoons at 1 on KFNX.
Since 1991, the law offices of Wolinchek & Partners have provided the quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Wolinchek & Partners focus on cases involving breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Wolinchek & Partners today at 602-606-2810. That's 602-606-2810.
Cut your price by one-third, and we have a deal.
How many of us have heard this before? Buyers will pay more, sign faster, and be more likely to buy from you when you attend this free seminar. Exploring the challenges of growing revenue, sponsored by Human Capital Strategies, KFNX Radio, and Gateway Community College. Join us February 10th at Phoenix Tempe Business Center from 12 to 2 p.m. A light lunch provided. To register, go to hcscares.com and reserve your seat now. Register today. That's hcscares.com.
I have the answer. Call me for this link and you will call me back. I have the answer. Who was the dynamic leader that history tells us that when he went to meet his maker, that his eyes were not dim nor his vigor abated? I have the answer. I urge you, choose science and not celebrities in your pursuit of an active lifestyle well beyond statistical predictions. I have the answer. Is your energy level low and your health insurance costs high? I have the answer. Tired of buying grocery store produce from third world countries that have been sprayed with who knows what? I have the answer. I have nutrient-dense, locally grown produce, and so much more. It costs a few bucks, but it's worth $1 million. Charisma Culture is our name, and applying gifts is our game. I have the answer. 602-762-2601. 602-762-2601. 602-762-2601.
Log on now at 1100kfnx.com.
And this is Dennis Wolinchek and Jack Wolinchek, and we're here with Russell Pierce, former president of the Arizona Senate and now vice chair of the Republican Party, and good news for him. And Russell, you've bounced back. You're a survivor. So I guess I got to ask you, we were talking about immigration and immigration issues, which you're best known for. My first quick question to you would be, is this going to be one on 1070, and when's that coming up?
April 25th. It'll be the last case the U.S. Supreme Court hears before they take their long vacation.
Are you going to be down there?
I am going to be there, and I will be.
I know you were there on the Prop 200 case.
I was there on the Prop 200 case. Well, actually, Ninth Circuit Court. We haven't been to Supreme Court on Prop 200 yet,
right.
but Ninth Circuit Court. I tried to make the significant hearings. I was there for employer sanctions. Again, all bills that I've written, and a 5-3 decision on employer sanctions. What's interesting, the same arguments are being used against 1070, used for employer sanctions. The preemption issue, not true. States have never been preempted. You know, and again, my kids think I was there during the writing of the Constitution, but actually a little before my time. But I can tell you the states got together and created the federal government and gave them certain enumerated and duties. And they were delegated. All the states have the inherent authority. States have, as you know, Counselor.
Well, I guess you need to tell that to the president and his attorney general, don't you? Because right now they're interfering with the sheriff's office.
Yes. Well, first of all, we have laws. In this country, there are laws, federal law, that prohibit sanctuary policies, policies that limit or restrict the enforcement of our laws. In 8 U.S.C. 1644, 8 U.S.C. 1373 are clear. They have a 24/7 hotline that the federal government set up to assist local law enforcement. And yet, we have these sanctuary policies all over this country, but the Obama administration doesn't go after those illegal policies, be it Arizona, who exercises its constitutional inherent police powers to protect its citizens for those who break the law, mere federal law in 1070, simply written into state statute in a way that's compelling to enforce it, and they sue us? It is absolutely outrageous.
All right, but let me ask you this on that. Now, let's say we agree that it's outrageous. The problem we've got is perception, right?
Sure.
Because the paper puts out stuff and the media follows the paper, and it's all negative now. It's like their attitude is that's over and done. Let's get off of that topic and move on, right? I mean, that's pretty much what the perception that I have in reading and watching the media.
It is.
It's like we need to move on. And now everybody starts galvanizing with that and say, yeah, that issue's dead. Let's move on. Although it's never been enforced.
Actually, well, there's 10 sections to 1070. Six of those sections are in effect. Only four were enjoined.
Right.
And those four will be reinstated, I believe, by the United States Supreme Court, and it will be the law of the land. But it's interesting what you say, because the media beats us up every day. And, you know, you tell a lie often enough, people start to believe it.
Exactly.
And so they've made up their own facts. They've invented, manufactured their own facts. And even in spite of that, though, Dennis, there just was a new Rasmussen poll put out. It is still the number one issue in America. 2-1 still support SB 1070-like legislation and want the laws enforced. And that's in spite of the media.
In spite of the media
trying to make it look like it's
important.
Bad every day,
right.
That people are going
harming
to stop going to the ice cream parlor because of the color of their skin.
Right.
You know, we have civil rights in this country. What sets us apart from the rest of the world is we are famous for recognizing our obligation to treat everybody fairly. We have an equal protection clause in the United States Constitution and the Arizona Constitution.
So
we do things right.
Well, theoretically. Now, let's come back.
Yeah,
theoretically. Now, let's come back, though, to what we do with the people that are here already. How do we deal with that?
Well, again, force the law. You don't reward lawbreakers. You get more lawbreakers when you do that.
But what do you do with people that have been here for generations illegally? They got kids that have grown up here legally. How do you deal with that?
Well, they can't be here for generations, probably, and do that. But we do have folks that are sad stories. We have those who were brought here at young ages, no fault of their own, probably, in most cases, especially if they're really young. And I think we're all sensitive to that. I think everybody, but still, The law is the law. We're the most generous nation in the world.
What do you propose there? Do you say that we just take these people if they're here illegally and they don't have a chance to get to be illegal if they've been here a long time?
First of all, how do you separate out? How do you pick and choose again? You talk about the equal protection, clauses in our Constitution. How do I decide who gets a benefit, who doesn't get a benefit? How do I decide who gets a leg up and doesn't get a leg up? You broke the law, you came here. You know who you blame? Not me. Blame mom and dad for putting you in that position. I didn't do it to you.
But what do you do with mom and dad at this point? Do you send them back home?
Yes, absolutely. I don't apologize that. I tell people every day, I think life laws must be enforced with compassion but without apology. I'm not going to apologize to demanding a secure border and the enforcement of our laws. Because what's coming across that border today are really, really bad guys. 3 out of 10 already have criminal convictions.
But what about the – I agree. But what about the good people is what I'm saying. Well, they're not all bad.
Okay. According to the Heritage, they broke the law. They're criminals.
Well,
okay, let's go look at the impact, though. Because
but I bet you if you went all the way back in history, I'd probably find that my relatives, one or two of them came over illegal too.
I bet not illegally. Because we didn't have laws against entry in the first part because we were an open nation. So we have to deal with reality. Reality is came a point where we had to put laws into place, as a sovereign United States. So anyway, but what's happening today, when you deal with this issue of letting your heart and have compassion, and you stand to do damage to Americans now. Now you're doing damage to the guy whose job that illegal is holding, and an American can't get employed. 26 year high in unemployment, record foreclosures. I mean, good grief.
The thing that is troublesome there is, I guess, just because someone is born in the country, right, would be the argument. Just because somebody's born in the country, they could be the worst person in the world. Do they get a free pass?
Well, again, you're bringing up some tough issues, and I'm glad to talk about it because they're important issues. And so thank you. And first of all, to finish the other part, the Heritage Foundation, I think, is probably the most premier research organization in America today. Even those so-called good people, they have an impact. They use social services 3 times that of the native-born Americans.
But they do pay taxes, right?
They pay sales tax. If they're paying income tax, they're committing identity theft, and it's a felony. If they're not paying taxes and working, then it's tax fraud. So they continue to break additional laws.
But they have taxes withheld if they work.
Well, no, most of them don't. They're paid under the table. The Barron Financial Magazine shows that there's over $350 billion a year in unpaid taxes due to the underground workforce. So it's simply not true. So why don't we say, Ross, they're paying taxes? First of all, if they're paying income tax, they're committing a felony, identity theft. If they're not paying income tax but are employed, then they're being paid under the table committing tax fraud. But then there's social services that they use at a huge rate, 3 times that of native-born Americans. So it's an it's a synergistic effect. It's a multiplying effect on the damage to this country. That's why you have to put back in place the rules.
Now, let me ask you.
Government's complicit because we've allowed it to go on for so long.
Well, that's true.
We have created some of these victims. I agree with you.
Well, here's the thing. Is it going to work? Is SB 1070 the answer that's going to work?
Well, coupled with Prop 200, employer sanctions, SB 1070, absolutely.
But how's SB 1070? Let me use the original one. Well, wait a minute. How's SB 1070 going to weed out the people we just talked about who have been here for years? They'd have to be stopped for some criminal activity, right?
No, these have to have a legitimate contact.
Well, that would generally be
a traffic stop. Doesn't have to be criminal. Okay. Could be civil.
Could be traffic.
But, yeah. So, but it just has to be a legitimate contact. See, and the federal law doesn't even put those protections into place. We did in SB 1070. I made it clear you can't stop somebody based on race or gender or whatever. You have to have a legitimate contact. And then you can only proceed once you have reasonable suspicion to believe that they're in the country illegally. I put as many safeguards in that bill as they could, recognizing, first of all, the policemen, that's what they're trained to do. They're going to do their job. They don't just come across you and ask you. We have a large...
Of course, the only reason that this is necessary is because the federal government has abdicated its responsibility to do what you're talking about, right?
Let's go a step farther. I don't buy that. I buy part of that. But the problem is it's like Hurricane Katrina. The failure has been at the federal, state, and the local level. States have always had inherent authority to enforce these laws. It's always been, should have been, a collaborative effort. It has never been just the federal government's job. They have the constitutional responsibility for regulating.
So you're saying both state and federal government has abdicated.
Right. And the federal government has sole responsibility to regulate. And that sets the condition of entry and remaining. But states have always had their obligation. Bank robbery, federal crime. Drugs, certain federal crimes. Firearms violations, many federal crimes. We never have protests in the street over enforcing those.
Let's talk reality. Is the city of Phoenix going to enforce that law if the Supreme Court says it's the law?
Absolutely, because we put provisions in there to make it you and I, as citizens, may sue our government if they have a policy that limits or restricts the enforcement of that law to the slightest degree, okay. And that fine is $5,000 per day for every day. And that's in effect today, by the way. That was not enjoined.
But nobody sued.
Not yet, because they've erased their policies. Now they're just on hold, and we're being patient with it until we have the Supreme Court decision.
So that's going to come in April or probably April a couple
25th.
Months later.
April. Well, they think they'll have a decision by June. The hearing will be April 25th.
And your prediction?
A 5-3 decision in our favor.
I tend to agree.
No bet because I have to agree. No, it's the same argument of employer sanction. And people go back to the statements. Judge Roberts, in his majority writing, and he wrote the majority opinion, he said not only does Arizona have a right, they have an obligation to enforce those laws. And their other comment was, whoever thought we'd be here because the federal government refused to enforce its own laws?
Yeah, but I think that case was limited to some extent, wasn't it, by some of the language in the –
But it's the same arguments. It was limited.
Same general
argument. Same arguments about preemption to states' rights.
All right. Well, we've got just a short period of time before I have to take the break for the mid-hour news. But are we going to see more of you, not only on the station, but on the state stage, political stage?
Probably. And so I certainly love this country. This river. I intend to stay very engaged. I think the 2012 election is the most critical election we'll face in my lifetime. And so I'll be very engaged.
All right. Well, we're going to come back and talk more about that, Russell. And your new show, Russell Pierce Show, every Monday from 7 to 9 on this.
7 to 8.
7 to 8, excuse me, on this station. KFNX, News Talk Radio 1100. This is Dennis and Jack Willinchek, and we'll be back right after this news break and these commercial announcements.
CNN Radio, I'm Edgar Tragetz. Mitt Romney is promising a more aggressive campaign against Rick Santorum after last night's nominating contest. Santorum took caucuses in Minnesota and Colorado and a primary in Missouri. CNN chief political analyst Gloria Borger says the loss is telling for Romney.
It really has stalled Romney's momentum. It's also exposed the problems that he has within his own party.
A harbinger of worse to come. That statement comes from the UN's Secretary General to describe the assault by government forces in the Syrian city of Homs today, unless there's united pressure on the government in Damascus. At least 60 people are reported killed today. The battle over a new White House policy that would have Catholic institutions cover contraception in employee health insurance plans is escalating. Sensing that pressure, there's word today that the administration is working on a compromise with critics of the new policy. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Arizona News Radio, Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery says they're putting together their case against five people arrested in connection with the death of a Paradise Valley couple found in their burning home.
To break into someone's home, take their property, and then murder them is wrong in every sense of that word. And it defies understanding.
The Pinal County Sheriff's Office finds ATVs in the desert with marijuana.
We discovered three ATVs, four-wheel quads, tarped up with camouflage and covered in brush. Underneath the tarps were 14 bales of marijuana, totaling close to 550 pounds.
Phoenix police have to shoot and kill a man who threatened officers after he confronted his estranged wife.
Estranged wife and the boyfriend were the targets of this man. And the detectives are pretty certain that in their minds that this man intended to kill them both.
Another employer sanctions raid by Sheriff Charapio.
We served a search warrant and arrested two suspects.
George Tanner, Arizona News.
This check of York Avenex traffic brought to you by the good folks at Village Inn.
We still have that accident, folks. Eastbound Loop 202 at the 101. That's obviously going to create some problems. Also look for another accident, Jermaine Road at Gilbert. We still have that leak. Gas main leak, 27th Ave at Van Buren. Today's Pie Rush Wednesday at Village Inn from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Get a free slice of double crust fruit pie or white chocolate cherry dream pie with a purchase. Get your free slice only at Village Inn. Here's your Wednesday afternoon forecast.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. We are partly cloudy for Thursday with a high of 72. Then Friday into the weekend, it's mostly sunny skies, highs mid-70s, overnight lows low 50s. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Thank you, Jimmy. Currently, we're sitting at 73 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100. I'm Chad Reynolds, and you're up to date.
Since 1991, the law offices of Willincheck & Partners have provided the quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Willincheck & Partners focus on cases involving breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Willincheck & Partners today at 602-606-2810. That's 602-606-2810.
Hi, I'm Gally, founder of NetworkingPhoenix.com, and we're doing another free signature networking event. This is your chance to network with entrepreneurs, business owners, and individuals in transition. To RSVP, go to NetworkingPhoenix.com. Dress business casual and bring lots of business cards. This is the biggest free networking event in Phoenix and an absolute must to attend.
Wednesday, February 15th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Talking Stick Resort.
RSVP at NetworkingPhoenix.com, and I'll see you there.
That's NetworkingPhoenix.com.
Attention women business owners looking for strategies to grow your business and build professional relationships with other successful women? Then we invite you to join the Phoenix chapter of the National Association of Women Business Owners. NABO is one of the five most influential organizations in the Valley, according to the Business Journal. We offer many networking opportunities, business education seminars, and a nationally recognized mentoring program. For more info, go to nawbophx.org or call 602-772-4985. That's 602-772-4985.
Did you know short sales can erase all home loan debt?
Don't walk away. Many banks and the government now pay sellers to complete short sales.
I'm Rick Elton.
And I'm Dave Elton. Elton Realty has served the Valley for over 15 years.
Every short sale is different. Outcomes are not guaranteed.
Call for a free consultation that best serves your situation and get a fresh start today.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318.
Or visit EltonRealty.com.
You have the right to remain silent. If you give up the right to remain silent, anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to speak with an attorney.
Get me my lawyer!
And to have the attorney present during questioning. If you so desire and cannot afford one, an attorney will be appointed for you without charge before questioning. Now, do you understand each of these rights I've explained to you?
Get me my lawyer! I've been humiliated!
Yeah, this is Dennis Willincheck with Jack Willincheck. I just love that intro. Great stuff there. Great stuff. Robert, our producer, spends a lot of time on that. Congratulations to him. I think it's wonderful. Well, you know, there's no silence here, that's for sure. Nobody's taking the fifth. We have Russell Pierce on, who is now vice chair of the Republican Party, former president of the Senate. And maybe in the future he'll be back again in politics. And speaking of which, Russell, you have, or at least it's been reported, that you have filed some kind of paperwork with the Arizona Secretary of State that has been reported to allow you to run for office again. So what's that all about?
Well, it's about half true. I didn't open a campaign committee. It was already there. All I did is update the cycle and leave those options open. We did not file to run at this point. That decision has not been made at this point.
But actually, the district has been changed substantially now, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Which would actually favor a run by you if you chose to do it.
Yeah, and even in my other district, it was only about a 10% difference between Republican and Democrat. I always won by 70% plus in the primary and by a significant win even in the general. But now this district is even better, if you will. I mean, even in the recall, I got 7% of the Republican vote. So in the primary, I would have won.
Yeah.
And in the general, I would have won because then they would have had to have a real Democrat in the race. But this district now is 2-1. It's now 60-40.
It would be tempting.
Republican. So, yeah, it is tempting. And those are my friends. I get calls every day from those folks. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people are encouraging you to run, and it's a tough thing for you. Maybe it's good to take a little time and assess things, too. So it's a tough one.
And that's what I'm trying to do is visit with the wife, try to decide what's best. How can you have most impact? I mean,
you can't go any higher than you were in the state Senate, so it's not like you need to accomplish something that you haven't accomplished.
And that's true. You're not going back to prove anything other than the fact Randy Perez doesn't own this state, and he's a Berkeley organizer. far-left radical who just happened to land on an opportunity to get his name in the paper and be successful.
Well, he's sure doing that. The paper sure loves him, and of course they're promoting him all over the place.
Yeah, aren't they ever?
Well, and that's why, you know, that's one of the reasons we do this show, to get the word out to people, to get the truth out to people, frankly. Now, you were elected by a 60% majority to the position of vice chair of the Republican Party, which is pretty impressive by anyone's standards.
Yeah, so, and especially, you know, and I really do appreciate that. And especially,
no, it's
I
true.
Jumped in very late. The campaign had been going on 3 or 4 months, and they had asked me to run just about 2 to 3 weeks before the election, so that's pretty risky. I knew that was risky, but again, a lot of the leaders in the party came to me and I said, if you think that's what I need to be to help, then I'm there. I just simply
let me
want
ask
to be
you
ready
something
for
about
2012.
That. Because the Democratic Party, we did a little research, calls this a shadow position. of course, their chairman's stepping down too, I noticed, to run for something. Which is basically all he was doing anyway.
But, yeah, it was.
Yeah. But first of all, can you hold that position and run for office?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you can. And it's so funny. Yeah, I've heard some folks talk about
a shadow
position, a sham. I was a sham candidate. I don't know what it takes to make some of those folks happy, you know. But anything I do,
well,
I do for real.
You can name your
real.
Show, The Shadow. Yeah. That's your new nickname, The Shadow.
Yeah, really. I've been called worse.
Yeah, really. Well, let me ask you something about the Republican Party now while we're on it. How do you get the Republican Party to start, if you will, grooming young people like Jack here to run for offices and stuff? My experience with the party is they talk a good game, but they really don't take young people and you know, fresh faces, so to speak, and try to get them out there. And you know, what's the future of the Republican Party, basically, if they don't do that?
Actually, I think we're doing much better with that. We've got you take Will Cardin, who I just met today. He's got about 9 interns, young people, as good looking as your kid over here, running out to helping.
He's a relatively young guy too, right?
Huh?
He's a young guy.
He's a fairly young guy too. But we have actually very young considering you know, most issues.
He was on the show actually.
Yeah, and you know what? But we haven't done as good a job. Just like the Hispanic community, those are good people. And I tease all the time. Richard and Nancy Martinez, my best friends, live next door to me. And I, like I told you earlier, we go.
Are
to
they Democrats or Republicans?
They're Republican. Yeah, they're like me. If they had a hall in their house, someone left it, probably tear it down.
That's another stereotype people have, which is unfortunate.
Of course it is. And Richard and Nancy, their families are in South Phoenix. Half of their family are Democrats. They all support what I'm doing. All. I'm a member of the Arizona Latino Republican Association. I mean, I've got grandchildren. It's bad. You get a little tired of the effort to stereotype is something bad. You know, I'm not a hateful guy. You know what's really sad? You know, I don't even hate the young man that shot my son, an illegal alien in a gun battle, shot my son, he almost died. I'm not hateful. I don't hate that young man. I blame government for that happening. It shouldn't have happened. Shouldn't have happened. But you know what? The man's in prison. He belongs in prison. He's a bad guy. But I'm not a hateful guy. I just know my duty, and I'm committed to it. And all the rocks in the world I want to throw are not going to cause me to retreat. I find it kind of interesting, too, when you read the Democratic propaganda. You know, they now I love this party, and I refer to it all the time. I'm kind of a Reagan Republican. I notice now every time they print an article, it's the Russell Pierce Republicans. I kind of feel honored by that in this backdoor slander that they've tried to, that they would think that this party – of those folks moving forward in these conservative manners of securing our border, enforcing the law that the majority of Americans want, somehow those are my Republican kind of vote. I take that as a real badge of honor. I am honored to think that this party in some way has either – you know, because I consider myself a textbook
Republican. Well, but let's face it, the party isn't just
Republican.
One issue, nor are you either. That's another point that's annoying.
No. Which is the other thing. You talk about it, mostly known for the immigration issues, illegal immigration issues. I help push the Marriage Amendment through. I wrote the bills to make Arizona number one in the nation of Second Amendment rights, liberty, restoration of our constitutional amendment. I have pushed and been in the front of the parade for school choice. I have pushed. I'm the guy that helped balance a constitutionally balanced budget and put the state back in the black from a $3 billion deficit. I mean, I'm not a one-issue guy. But the media loves to hound on this because – anyway, we all know why.
Well, let's talk about this Ban Amnesty Now, which I guess is the sponsor of your new show every Monday from 7 to 8, not 7 to 9. on this wonderful station, KFNX. And you take calls from people. We don't take a lot of calls on the show, but we sometimes do, but very rare. But you get a lot of calls.
I did. The last 2 weeks, I mean, I had a hard time getting into some of the dialogue because I like to take those callers if they call in, and we had just the telephones were lit up.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. But, yeah, I'm grateful.
So Ban Amnesty Now, what is that?
I'm the president of BanAmnestyNow.com, and people need to go to that website, BanAmnestyNow.com, sign the petition. We intend to push legislation, SB 1070, in all 50 states. We're taking that nationally. We've got some national congressmen, other folks that are going to help us. And again, we already have 34 states that are looking at model legislation modeled after SB 1070. So we've got a good start. Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina have passed SB 1070 like legislation, and the effects they're having in their states is huge. So you got to know there's a direct connection that, you know, connecting the dots. They're having Americans, their employment rate is dropping faster than the other states around them because of what they're doing. Their crime rate is dropping faster than the other states around them. I mean, it's huge, the impact we're having. So it is a great thing. And we're going to take BanAmnestyNow.com nationally. I, again, encourage people to go to that website, sign up, look at what we're doing, sign the petition. I'd like to take this to 1 million members, you know, from where we're at now to close to about 30,000. I'd like to move this to 1 million members in a short time.
All right. So go to BanAmnesty.com.
BanAmnestyNow.
Now.com. Sorry. Well, I want to ask you, we just have about a minute, but we'll come back after our break. But what do you think about this new federal appeals court decision from the Ninth Circuit, basically on the same-sex marriage issue that came out?
Again, the Ninth Circus Court is often referred to.
I'm going
to
there next week.
Yeah, that's right. The most overturned court in the nation. They rarely get things right. So it's on its way to the Supreme Court. Again, they have no right to legislate from the bench. The people pass that. It's a constitutional amendment, you know. And again, nobody's saying. I mean, you can have your partner. We don't stop you from having a contractual arrangement with your partner.
Yeah, the court held that the ban is unconstitutional for those of
yeah,
our listening
officers. Yeah, and the court is unconstitutional. The court was absolutely out of line.
Well, we'll come back.
We don't
to that,
live
actually.
In a judocracy.
We'll come back to that topic as soon as we come back from these commercial message breaks. And this is Dennis Wilenchek and Jack Wilenchek, KFNX News Talk Radio 1100 with Russell Pierce.
Are you worried about America's economic condition? Spend some quality financial time with host Dennis Greco of Echo Bay Advisors as he helps you protect your wealth every Monday at 4 p.m. Stay ahead of market conditions. Protect your wealth with Dennis Greco every Monday at 4 p.m.
Since 1991, the law offices of Wilenchek & Partners have provided the quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Wilenchek & Partners focus on cases involving breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Wilenchek & Partners today at 602-606-2810. That's 602-606-2810.
How would you like to put your troubles with the IRS behind you? If you are behind on your taxes, don't try negotiating with the IRS alone. The IRS can take advantage of taxpayers who don't know the law or collection procedures. Ameristar's team of enrolled agents, tax professionals, and CPAs with master's degrees in taxation can go to work to protect you from paying too much. Get fast relief with Ameristar Tax Centers. Once the proper paperwork is filed, Ameristar will deal with the IRS directly so you don't have to. Plus, Ameristar Tax Center is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know the secrets to getting you maximum savings. Get real tax relief by calling for a free, no-obligation consultation. The call is free. The consultation is free. Call 800-761-7056. If the IRS is garnishing your wages or sending threatening letters, we can help. Call now. 800-761-7056. 800-761-7056.
Your home for the Michael Savage Show. Monday through Friday starting at 5. Only on 1100 KFNX. And streaming live at 1100KFNX.com.
This is Dennis Wilenchek here and Jack Wilenchek. And we're talking today with the inimitable Russell Pierce, who is back in the saddle. And I know that's how the news has characterized it. Russell, you're back again, and you now have a seat of power in the Republican Party, and hopefully you'll run again for office someday, we hope, and be back in some position of authority. In the meantime, you've got this radio show on KFNX from every Monday from 7 to 8, in which you'll be fielding calls from people and talking about fighting the good fight and some of these issues we've been talking about today.
Dennis, do you mind if I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead, sure.
Russell, you mentioned earlier, you talked a little bit about your son, and I know we all have a personal stake to some extent in the immigration, in illegal immigration. Personally, I have my best friend from high school who's been in the country since he was 3 years old, graduate high school here in Phoenix, Arizona, graduate college down at U of A.
Just a kid you went to Brophy with?
My best friend,
yeah.
And he was pulled over in Texas about a couple of years ago. Since then, he's been in deportation proceedings. I'm Republican. I'm very conservative. But that's always forced me to have a particular stance on illegal immigration. It's hard for me to, although I listen to what you say, it's hard for me to feel that same way that you do. I'm curious to know how you feel about the DREAM Act and about amnesty for people like my friend who grew up in America, have gone to college here. Right now he's 27 years old. He's been here for a good 25 years.
Yeah, and of course, that's what I was saying earlier. Yeah. He didn't choose to be here.
No, he didn't.
He's as good an American as anyone.
And you know what? And we know we have him. The issue is he has mom and dad to blame, not me. I didn't put him there.
Right.
And I understand that. But the DREAM Act I'm absolutely opposed to because it even gives illegals a leg up over citizens. If you're a citizen from another state, you come to Arizona, you pay out-of-state tuition. The DREAM Act would allow you to pay in-state tuition even though you're in the country illegally. It's simply immoral. It's wrong. And first of all, why am I going to spend taxpayer money to educate you when it's a felony for you to have a job in this country? I mean, there's some things that have to be fixed. I am not supportive of amnesty in any form. Do my heart go out to some of those folks? You know, I understand where you're coming from. And when we're emotionally involved, it's like if you got a family member charged with a crime. If you didn't know that person at all, you'd be, you know, want to help build the gallows. And if it's a family member, somebody you know, you want a little more compassion. I do understand that. I'm not without a heart. You know, I always tease people. There are those that think I don't have a heart, but I have proof. You know, I have proof. I had open heart surgery. The doctor said it's there. It's a great heart. Hasn't been used very much, but they said it's there. So I do understand. You know, and you make a very valid point. But as Republican, we believe in the rule of law. Can we have compassion? Absolutely. Do we look for a solution to that? Yeah, right. And it's hard. It's right. Really hard.
I agree with you there. I think the solution really is just to – it would be to change that federal body of law of immigration law, and that's not something we can do as a state.
No, it isn't. You're right. The regulatory, the business of deciding who comes, the conditions of coming and remaining are simply a federal regulatory scheme.
But let me just take that example because I know who he's talking about. It's really a pity.
Yeah, it's a heartbreak.
Kid's been here since 2 years old, doesn't obviously know anything at 2 years old, and he's a model citizen, went to all the right schools, everything, a good kid. So that's what I was saying earlier. There's got to be some exception to these rules, it seems to me. Like, for example, let's take him. A guy like that should be able to apply for citizenship, shouldn't he, in a situation like that?
Here's the challenge. The certain conditions are you must apply from your country of origin. Now, when those
but he didn't know anything about Mexico.
I understand. I'm getting there because you're absolutely right. And they have absolutely – this is their country for all it pretends and purposes. I mean, I don't know how to get there. I'm sensitive to that. I am not without some sensitivity to that. It's difficult to do because how do you carve that out? Because what you did during the 1986 amnesty bill that was passed and signed into law, you know, went from 80,000 supposedly folks that would apply to over 3 million, and it became a fraudulent document industry out there that almost became unenforceable, out of control. That's the challenge you have. And then you have the next wave of illegals that come through, and they want the same treatment. So it's just a synergistic.
You know, but I really think I hear you.
Multiplying effect. So I hear what you're saying. I am sensitive.
I got to believe, though, that when you're talking about a limited group of people who have been in this country due to no fault of their own, and I understand your point about blaming the parents, but practically speaking, that doesn't help him any.
No, it doesn't.
And he knows nothing about Mexico. Probably we speak better Spanish than he
probably
does.
I got a better grade in American history than I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something to that. But there is some solutions to that, too. People don't think that it's not. First of all, we allowed 2 million people in this country last year legally. We are a generous nation. And that needs to be revisited.
Because
I don't want to agree with moving the numbers up, but take those numbers and redo them. Instead of bringing in 100,000 engineers, you know, from other countries while our engineering students can't get a job, instead of bringing in the lottery visa program, which means just anybody gets to apply and get in, why don't we start picking and choosing and let's add these to the numbers within the same numbers?
Well, I agree.
That would have been much smarter. See, there's solutions to do it, but here's the problem with Washington. Like Michelle Bachmann said, it's gangster government. They don't fix anything. Instead, every time they talk about a worker program, first of all, which you don't need with the 26-year high in unemployment, but they can't talk about a worker program without talking about amnesty. They're not even connected. There's no connection to them at all. So why couldn't they take and carve out some responsible, where you have some proofs, take some time, but you could do the work to know, in this case, an exception. And we do make some exceptions. If you're here legally, you go in the military, then right, we give you a leg up. Well, there's ways to do that. I'm not totally opposed to those if done right, but what I don't want to do is just
start
waving the magic wand.
Some of those people are more patriotic than other people I see.
Some of them are.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And that's what's neat about immigrants, because they come here,
right,
they waited in line, they paid their dues, they love America. They
right,
came here for freedom.
It's like the Cubans in the 60s.
Oh,
I mean,
the freedom.
They're more pro-American than the people that were living in Florida.
Albert Gutierrez, you know, he was one of those the freedom boat lift guys. You talk about a patriot.
Yeah.
I mean,
a good friend
of mine. So I couldn't agree more.
So you're not totally opposed to some kind of rational exceptions,
right,
that make sense.
Within the numbers we're dealing with now, because that system needs to be reformed.
Okay,
and
well,
let's reform
that's
it in a way
good
that it makes sense.
No, that's good. I'm glad to hear that, because I think a lot of people in our audience, listening audience, of course, the news media will never print that or report that.
No, no. And I've told them that before, too. I'm opposed to blanket amnesty.
Yeah.
I think there are fixes to the immigration system that make sense.
Okay. Well, that's well stated, I think. Now, we got just a few minutes before we're done, but tell us about your new show and how you got into that and what you're thinking there. Why a show? Of course, I shouldn't talk, but what?
Let me throw it back at you.
Yeah. Well, a lot of my audience may be asking that question right now.
But, you know, over the years, I've had the chance to fill in as a host for a few folks. Terry Gilbert, when she was on this show, a three-hour show, I used to fill in for her occasionally. A couple of others have had the chance to fill in. And I enjoy it. It's fun. I love the interaction. And what an opportunity to talk about the truth. Get rid of the media spin. They've never let the truth interfere with an article. So get rid of the media spin. Ask me the question you want, even the tough questions. I don't avoid questions. I'll take any question you want to ask. I may not know the answer to all of them, and I'll tell you that.
But what I like is you're not what the media portrays you to be, as some kind of a rabid zealot. You think about these issues. You care about them.
I do. I studied the founders. I consider myself a textbook Republican. I love the platform of this party. I think it's the greatest hope we have for freedom in this country, and that's why I'm a Republican. But I studied the founders, the real George Washington, the real Benjamin Franklin, the real Thomas Jefferson, the real Thomas Paine, the real Patrick Aaron, the firebrand that is referred to, Thomas Prince, most people don't know about, that ran the old South Boston, the South Church in Boston. I love this country, and I believe that God had his hand in the making of America. I believe I have a sacred duty to the preservation of this country, limited government, freedom above all else, family values, free market principles, government not meddling in the private industry. And so it's, you know,
good.
It's
keep
kind
that,
of a long
keep that
answer.
Word. No, no, it's a great answer. Keep that up, because that's what it's all about. And more people in our country feel that way. This country will have a second half, as Clint Eastwood said. And we will come out of the ashes, that's for sure. The greatest country on earth, we all know that, and that's why we're doing this. And we just got to keep the flame alive, as they say. So your show is you and who else? You have a sidekick?
Yeah, Sean sits in with me. It's my show. Sean McCaffrey sits in with me. A good guy, keeps me on track. Reminds me sometimes to remind people who's sponsoring the show and you know what I need to say. And so, but I'm having a great time. Yeah. I absolutely am having a great time. And I know that's why you do this, Dennis, is because it's a forum.
I believe,
you can't get any other way.
Let me say this. We just got a few seconds, but I believe that the media in this town and this country is warped, and I'll say that publicly. Anybody who knows the real truth and reads what they read in the paper has to understand that. And you're a perfect example of that, where they just basically, make you look like a buffoon when, in fact, you're a very intelligent, very well-thought, well-spoken guy. And that's just sad the way they do that. What did he say? We got how long? Oh, 2 minutes. Okay, so you've got 2 minutes now to tell our audience. Oh, a minute and a half. Excuse me. Chet first corrected me. Well, tell us what your plans are in the future right now.
I've not made a decision on good, other than I will stay engaged. I will absolutely stay engaged in the battle
that I think is
paramount. Absolutely, in any way I can. If that's running for office, that's a consideration that we've got to make that decision fairly soon. But I like your statement, too, about the press. I remember a statement by Mark Twain. You know, if you don't read the paper, you're not informed. If you do read the paper, you're misinformed.
So I love that.
So I don't know how you win that battle. They knew that back then, and nothing has changed.
That is fantastic.
Nothing has changed.
Nothing's changed. Well, Russell Pierce, hopefully you'll never change. And we've been pleased, honored to have you on our show today.
Thank you.
We hope to talk to you again, and maybe we'll call in on your show.
Anytime.
Every Monday, 7 to 8, KFNX, Russell Pierce Show. This is Dennis Wilenchek and Jack Wilenchek. Bidding you adieu for this week, and we'll see you next week at Wednesday from 4 to 5 on KFNX News Talk Radio. Have a good week.
I'm Russell Pierce, president of Ban Amnesty Now, and host of the number one rated Russell Pierce Show, live on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, the real home of real conservative America. Join me every Monday at 7 p.m.
Where else are you going to find a Master of Science program in technology that creates thinkers who understand how business works and how to apply the technology? Where else are you going to discover a graduate degree in technology that is customized to meet your objectives? Where else in the Valley, on campus or online, can you study at the only private university that gives you the opportunity to focus in specialized areas like network security, artificial life programming, and game studies, as well as technology management? Where else? Where else but the University of Advancing Technology? UAT's graduate technology program is accelerated. It combines business with technology. It offers the flexibility to adapt quickly to changes that come in high-tech fields. Feed your brain, lead, manage. You won't find this innovative environment anywhere else. UAT, the select private university where you'll be fully immersed in technology. The experience is unrivaled. Click uat.edu. That's uat.edu.
You're listening to KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, Cape Creek, Phoenix, the home of Laura Ingraham, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m., KFNX News Time. It's